Well, have you ever heard of the term hay bearing or rick, Dutch cam, or hay cam? It may not even be something that's used in this part of the country. I really don't know. When you first cut hay, what do you do with it? When you first cut hay. I mean, the process you go from, say, starting.
You let it dry.
And how long does that take?
Well, in this area here, it takes at least 2 days.
And then what do you do with it?
You bale your hay.
And then?
You rake it and bale it.
Now, when you mail it, what do you do then?
Well, you take it to the storage, wherever you're going to put it. Barn. Store it away in the barn.
Okay. Do you know the names for, say, the small piles of hay that are raked up in a field?
Small piles. Well, we used to do that in this country. We called it shocks. I don't know.
We're just the little group? Yeah.
And when we used pitchforks, uh-huh. You know. You put it in there, and you could take a chain, a horse, or a team horse, pull this chain around it, get it up under the hay, and it doesn't look like it, move it, but you can. All you got to do is take off of it. You can do it in 3 minutes, I'd say, after you get in the shop and settle. So I'll shock it today, or tomorrow. I can go and put it, say I have, it takes about 9 to build a big haystack. So we take a big log chain, just pull it around here. And
but you're pulling it around the different shocks? The shocks are just, what, small bundles, like what, so big?
Oh yeah, large, say a wagon, big wagon load.
That's one shock, say?
Yeah.
And then you take 9 shocks to make up just one
big stack. You put a pole in the ground, put it in there firmly and pack it, you know, straight. We'd haul it by and then take pitchforks, throw it in here, and somebody get up here and tramp it around the pole. Let it come to a point up here. We'd feed it out then to the cattle that winter.
Do you have to cover it or anything?
No. No cover.
Doesn't it,
The way you build it, you go up about 8 feet high, and then you start tapering it off.
So what?
Bring it to a point up here, at the top of your pole.
So the rain just...
And the rain shed the rain.
Did you ever find out that maybe that, if you had a whole field of haystacks that you maybe... didn't do so well on one and the rain got through?
Yeah.
Did that often happen or is it?
No, not for a good farmer. He knows how to build one that won't take rain.
Uh-huh. Well, would it be better? Did you just use haystacks and stuff that you couldn't get in the barn, or did you try to get as much in the barn as you could?
Yeah, usually put all the good in the barn.